You're listening to Tech with Heart, empowering business success in a digital era. Sponsored by Revelio, innovative software solutions that make your business come alive. Here is your host, international best-selling author, speaker, female tech founder, and innovative expert, Michelle Calloway.
Hello and welcome to the Tech with Heart Show. I am your host, Michelle Calloway. The Tech with Heart Show is all about enlightening and empowering small business owners to be able to embrace technologies and systems and strategies that will help them to stay competitive and relevant in a rapidly changing digital era. Seems like no matter what we do, we turn our head around and there's something new coming down the pike regarding technology and how we do our business online. And so today I really wanted to talk to you guys about marketing strategies and which one is the best one for you, because you can spin your wheels, spend a lot of time going down the wrong path, and also spend a ton of money. And we don't want that for you. We want every dime to matter. And so what I did is I reached out. We have a friend who her name is Ivana Taylor, and she is a marketing specialist, but she really has a passion to help make sure small business owners are indeed doing it the right way, the way that's going to bring about results. So she is the publisher of DIY Marketing, Marketers, DIYmarketers.com. And that stands for do it yourself, because you can do this yourself. And that is a popular blog recognized on several best marketing blog lists. And she's a noted authority in small business marketing and has been featured on MSNBC and has collaborated with major brands like MailChimp, Canon, and Zoho. Her expertise simplifies marketing, which is what small business owners need, so that it makes it accessible and impactful for all entrepreneurs, no matter big or small. So help me welcome to the Tech with Heart stage, Ivana.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, everyone. Great to see you all. Super excited to be here. Anytime we want to save money, I'm all for it.
Yes, right? Oh, small business owners don't normally have a ton of money to spend, so every dime does count. We are all about, you know, enlightening and empowering them to be successful. So your topic today is a very good fit. I want to dive right in. So there are different strategies that business owners need to be aware of, because it's not a one size fits all. It never is. So what can you share with a small business audience about which strategies are out there, and then maybe even explain a little bit about which one they may want to use based upon what you know about small business owners?
Exactly. Well, I don't know about you guys, but we've all seen it, right? You get online, you type in marketing strategy, and you see all these articles, 15 strategies, 25, 36, 105. One day I went lazy, Michelle. I sat down, I tabulated. I went through about 5 or 10 pages of Google. I found every list and I categorized these things. And guess what? There are not any of those. There are only three. And the most exciting thing about these three strategies, of course, you know, in marketing, we study a lot of psychology, right? So what I realized is a lot of these strategies are actually very well matched to communication styles. So I mean, you guys have all heard of the DISC assessment. That's the most popular one. But whether you're using DISC or Myers-Briggs or anything under the sun, they all kind of have similar attributes. I am a firm believer that the marketing strategy you choose needs to integrate and be one with who you are as a person, what's easy for you. Because as we all know, today's marketing is all day, every day. And if you're doing something that doesn't feel natural or good to you, you're just not going to do it. And you're going to spend a lot of time wasting. So those three marketing strategies, drum roll, content marketing, you've heard of that, where this is kind of a content type thing that we're doing here. Direct marketing, which is a lot more salesy. And then there's advertising. We've all heard of advertising. So real, like in 30 seconds, I'm just going to give you what's what, but I actually have a little quiz you can take to fix all that. So content marketing is great for people who educate, whether you're a retailer that sells all different kinds of backpacks, you want to help people choose a backpack or cars or whatever. Content marketing is a great way to do that. Content marketing is your slowest path to cash. Not going to lie. Takes a lot of time. doesn't take money, but it's just so much time because it's an inbound strategy. You're putting stuff out there, waiting for people to react to it. So there's that. Folks who are content marketers like to be educators, subject matter experts. They love their routines, right? The next one is direct marketing. That is your charismatic salesperson. It is your fastest path to cash. It involves conversations. Direct marketers have an audience. That audience has a specific problem and they have a specific solution. So if you fit that category, direct marketing is a great way to go. It is your fastest path to cash. But if you hate selling and talking to people, well, then there we go. The third one is advertising. It typically gets short shrift because every marketing expert wants to have you and give them money to teach you how to do content or teach you how to do these other things. But look, there's lots of businesses. We all know them. Your nail salons, your beauty salons, your lawyers, your, you know, there are businesses who make money by literally being one-on-one with their customer, by literally touching trading time for money even. And if that sounds like you, then it does make sense to invest in advertising. So that was a lot in a short period of time, but there you have it.
And I think we're going to have to go just a little bit deeper because that was definitely a good surface start because there are three main categories. So thank you for that. I also know that a lot of people who are doing business online aren't necessarily selling products. They are mostly the ones that are at least coming to the Tech with Heart Foundation for guidance. They tend to be service providers or subject matter experts looking to guide and to coach others, et cetera, you know, consult, whatnot. So I'm hearing that advertising may not be the best for those people because I've been taught too that it's good to use advertising. If you have a killer offer that is crushing it in the direct marketing space, you can put some money behind that and make it even more like the reach be even broader. But typically content marketing ends up landing for those subject matter experts because they have to influence others to want to choose them over their competitors. And maybe you can talk a little bit in that specific area, like what are some things that small business owners can do in this realm of content marketing? I know you do want to talk about tactics a little bit. Knowing that our audience tend to be service providers, what can we say that really kind of gives them a solid foundation as to whether direct marketing or content marketing is a good fit for them?
Okay. Perfect question, right? Because we're like all in that space, right? So think of it this way. Direct marketers, your charismatic folks who have the specific offer, the specific audience, right? And content marketing, they share a lot of the same tactics. One of the, one of the weaknesses that direct marketers tend to have is that they tend to just jump into that sale too fast. They don't provide enough context. They don't provide enough information. So, you know, if you take a direct marketer to the extreme, they're going to be that pushy salesperson. They just want to get you into the solution. Content marketers, on the other hand, they kind of have the opposite problem. They're helping, sharing, but there's like no call to action in there, right? So direct marketing and content marketing are two sides of the same coin. I still advocate that you pick one. So for example, I happen to be a content marketer. I love creating written content and sometimes video. It is like video is not a strength for me, right? But I do have to sell things. I have to create calls to action. So into the tactics, if you're a content marketer, a really good thing to do is to definitely be aware of who your ideal customer is, where they are. Are you going to use written content and SEO? Are you going to use video content? You're still going to have to do some SEO, you know, but you've got to be a content machine inside of your social posts, inside of all of that. And all of that, you have to make sure that you have a funnel and that there is some direct marketing stuff in there so that you can make the sale. Likewise, if you are a direct marketer, and this really rings true. I mean, if you're a consultant or a service provider, especially if you're just starting out, I cannot say enough about a referral system. Use a referral system, right? And to develop that referral system, you're going to have to have a clear understanding of the marketing process, which includes research. So you understand what you offer, what competitors offer, that you understand how you stand out, that you have this ideal customer, that you've focused in on them, and that you've created an offer that they are qualified to buy, that they want to buy. There's like so much detail in that that I'm not even touching upon. But if you are a direct marketer, you can also make sure that you have a funnel and that you've sprinkled content in with the calls to action, whether that is email, webinars, or a combination of all of those things. But I'm a big fan of simplifying. So I hope that that's clear, right? Like direct marketers have to use some content marketing and content marketers have to use some direct marketing. But that doesn't mean that, you know, just like we are all the styles, right? Just because you are an influencer on the DISC profile doesn't mean that you don't care about process, right? So I hope that helps.
Being able to do business online is crucial for survival, especially during times of social distancing. So how do you survive and thrive in the sea of digital noise? It's a lot like fishing. You need to know who your perfect customer is so that you can use the right kind of lure to attract them. We help you catch your perfect customer and retain them for future sales through highly converting websites, influencer mobile apps, getting you featured in the news and on TV. Hi, my name is Jerry Bowden, U.S. Army veteran and president of Revealio Software Solutions. Our goal is to help you rise above the competition, be seen as an expert authority in your industry, and embrace technology to stay competitive for long-term success. It's more affordable than you may think. So reach out to us at Revealio.com, and together we will make your business come alive.
Yeah, I would like to break it down even more if you're okay with that, especially sure. Regarding funnels, right? No, The idea here is that not all everybody that's tuning in right now has even ever built a funnel. The idea is that through the content that you're creating, even if you're going into a direct marketing kind of a path, you have to have content within that direct marketing campaign. So content is something you need to create regardless of how you're going to actually go and close those deals. Direct marketing can be done online if you do it well. Oftentimes, if you're depending upon your price point too, I know that the bigger the price point, usually a conversation needs to happen with a human being before the conversion takes place. But that's okay. You can draw them in with your direct marketing and to get them to click on that consult after you've gathered a few bit more information. So I know we talk about lead magnets. Can you talk about lead magnets and then funnels a little bit for those that are thinking of how they can do more online to answer questions that are frequently asked or just help differentiate their service from others?
Absolutely. Now, I'm going to start by saying that you can get online, you can search about lead magnets and ideas for lead magnets. You can get on ChatGPT and say, give me a list of lead magnets, and you can get hundreds of them if that's what you ask for. But I'm going to say this. I think the biggest challenge that people have is understanding that there is a marketing process. There's research, which tells you what the opportunity is. There's identifying your ideal customer, right? Who are you? Redfish, bluefish, right? Research shows you the pond, and then you get to ideal customers that like redfish, bluefish. Redfish like worms, bluefish like bread, right? So, but then you get to the offer. So, to your point about the lead magnet, you need to know one, research, ideal customer, and offer. Because when you've done those steps and spent all of your time there, don't start with, oh, I think I'm going to do an ebook. No. You need to understand what is the gap that's missing. How am I going to stand out? What's missing for my ideal customer that will create transformation for them? When it comes to the offer, what is their desired outcome? How do I increase their likelihood of success? How do I make it easy and effortless? How do I make it fast? So these are all details that you need to know. Once you know that, you're going to choose a much, much better lead magnet. So sometimes that's, so there's no one size fits all. It depends on the work that you do. But once you know those things, the most popular lead magnets can be simple checklists, honestly, because you're an expert. So like, this is not related so much to your audience, but I had a real estate experience a few years ago, bought a house in like 20 some years. And my mom was buying a house. And it occurred to me that I would have loved to have a checklist that gives me some of these things. First, this is going to happen, and then this, and do this, and do this. So just because you do something all day, every day, and honestly, in the world of tech, this could be definitely a case where you know what you're doing, but you can create a much better customer for yourself if you help them along the way. So a checklist could be a great little thing, or maybe like a little, could be an email course, could be a little webinar course. Just think about how you can serve that ideal customer so that they know that you are the right fit for them. And that goes across all the strategies, right? Because even if you're doing advertising, they need that lead magnet. The next thing that I would recommend, and a lot of content marketers, including myself, have fallen flat on this. I made this mistake too many times. After your lead magnet, offer what's called a tripwire. This is a super low cost something, right? So imagine something for like $7. Like it could be seven, it could be 14, it could be 25, right? Depending on your market or your industry. But it's got to be like this non-thinkable amount that someone's going to say, yeah, I'm totally going to do this. It has to have high value, right? As we talked about. But what that's doing is it's teaching your prospect, your leads, how to buy. It's also having them raise their hand. I like what your lead magnet said. I like this thing. So you are qualifying your audience. And in the world of tech and marketing funnels, there are tools that will score these behaviors. But before you jump into a tool, do it on paper. You know, Michelle, I learned that back in the 80s when I took computer science. And the first thing they said is, do not try to program something you have not done in real life. So map it out. Try it out as much as you can before you go investing hundreds or thousands of dollars in some tool. You want to make sure that this funnel that you are connecting with your ideal customer, that you see engagement, that you see conversions. If you're not seeing that from the cheap things that you're doing, something is wrong in your research, your ideal customer, and your offer. You need to go back.
That's a great point, because so often we, the business owner, think that, oh, it's just the end all ends, woohoo, answer. You know, we don't do all of those steps. I see it time and time and time and time and time again. That's why we really want to provide as many enlightenment and empowering events throughout the nonprofit, Tech with Heart nonprofit, because we don't want to see people repeating the same mistakes and end up blowing their wad and having to close their doors. I mean, it's just stop being in such a hurry and start focusing so much more on the strategies, the plans and the goals and testing. There's this thing where you can go and you can test your warmest market, test warm markets, find out what their feedback is, take that feedback before you go out to the cold masses who aren't going to be as forgiving, right? So just start small, start slow, and make sure you validate what's working. Funnels are meant to be attracting large audiences and then funneling out those who it's not a great fit for, but then ultimately getting conversions at the end. Conversions can be, you know, scheduling that consultation. And then from the consultation, you should really be knowing that you're able to close those. If you're getting consultations that aren't closing, there's something also wrong in your funnel because you're not attracting the right fish. Like she said, are you going after blue fish or red fish? This is so great. You are just hitting on so many amazing points. I know you said that you have a tool that will help small business owners identify what their best marketing strategy is. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, I have this little superpower quiz. And if I, to be honest, I think I gave you that link. If not, I'm definitely going to send it to you again and make sure that's the right one for you. And basically what it does is it asks you a few simple questions and you just blow through this. You can be done with it in like a minute. And then it's going to give you, it's going to tell you what your superpower is, one of those three strategies that I recommended. And it's going to give you some tips. I think it like, you know, goes into a webinar and such. And so it's just going to give you something to really, really think about. Right. Because honestly, the way I was happy to hear this, get this invitation from you, because one of the things I say is choose one strategy, choose two tactics, and then, you know, no more than three tools to like rule them all. Right. And so when people say, well, why are you only doing, okay, I can see one strategy, but why only two tactics? But you know, and I know it gets really complex. Because even if you just say to yourself, I'm going to do webinars and emails, or I'm going to do lives and like whatever it is that you choose, believe me, it gets complicated really quickly. And those, you know, because the key is follow-up, regardless of which strategy you choose, you have to have a system of following up and nurturing all of those relationships, whether they're one-on-one that you're doing on social and sessions like this, or whether there's over email. And I'm telling you now, I think the big mega trend that no one is talking about is what I'm calling unmarketing. Because right now, ad rates are really high. Placing ads right now is really high. The cost to acquisition right now off of Facebook ads is anywhere from $18 to $25 for a free thing. So it really, if I can't incent you to follow that marketing process, choose your strategy, take the time to get your hands dirty with the data. Do not like spray and pray. Don't do it, because I've done it. I don't know why I did it. We've all done it, right? Because I want to try something, right? But I keep coming back to the fundamentals. Conversations are in, personal relationships are in, and doing it the long way is in, because this digital marketing thing and social media, it's been around for 20 years now. And it's very difficult to stand out and get attention. So your offer, that's what I'm saying, unmarketing and a killer offer that delivers and transforms is going to make the difference.
Yeah, there's just so much we could talk about. We're running out of time. I'm telling you, the world of marketing is vast, and it's super great to have an expert in your corner, somebody who can consult with you, guide you. I know that she's here to say, hey, I can kind of guide you, but you can do this yourself. You don't have to hire me to do it for you. But I know that there's also ways that you can go and you could get some assistance with doing the things. So how can people reach out to you? And also the website that you list, will it be where they can also take that quiz?
Yes. I'm going to, if you go to DIYmarketers.com, you're going to see all kinds of good stuff there. So that's your best place to be. I'm going to say this to all you people. I love your questions. I am a content marketer, so I'm not here to like sell you on anything. I have resources and I have things, and yes, you can buy them, but they are not in the thousands and thousands of dollars. I offer a lot of video courses. They're like $47, you know, that kind of stuff. What I would love is for you guys to either email me at Ivana, Ivana, at DIYmarketers.com. Ask me your questions, or you can schedule a time with me, chatwithivana.com. And I am happy, happy. And just so you know, this is all part of research. I want to get to know you. I want to know your business. I can't create good content if I haven't talked to you. So again, that is my offer to all you folks. Everything you can find is on DIYmarketers.com. And I look forward to meeting you guys.
Yeah. You seem like a fun person to keep having conversations with. So please do that. And then what is a thought or a phrase real quick that you would like to leave impressed upon those that are tuning in right now regarding this topic of choosing the right marketing strategy?
It's all up. So a couple things. One, marketing is not about what you do. It is about who you are. Always think about that. And whatever you do, aim to do less marketing. I promise you'll make more money.
I like that. All right. Well, you heard it here on the Tech with Heart show. Thank you, Ivana, for sharing your wisdom with us today. And if you are a small business owner who, you know, just feels overwhelmed, that you don't have all the answers, you know, maybe you just were enlightened on a few things regarding how to set up a marketing strategy for your business, please come check techwithheartnetwork.com out, because we are all about supporting and enlightening and empowering small businesses to be successful. That is our passion. We are a nonprofit organization, so we are here to support and to connect. We want to help you connect to those that are going to help take you all the way. Through our foundation, we do have some infrastructure, you know, automation, digital marketing systems that we can educate you about as well. So don't hesitate to reach out to us. And if you are an expert that wants to talk to our small business audience around a strategy or a technology that is really just making a difference and making an impact in today's digital market, we would love for you to reach out to us so that we can perhaps have you on the Tech with Heart show so that we can all grow together. So again, go to techwithheartnetwork.com and apply to be a speaker on the show. We'd love to hear from you. We all small business owners, you are not meant to do this alone. We're here. We are all here in this together. We can do this. You can do this. Here's to your success.
Your story needs to be seen and heard, and your brand needs to be revealed. Revealio elevates purpose-driven businesses into the spotlight through video storytelling, augmented reality video marketing, and professional website design. Get discovered online or in the news. Be featured in national magazines or host your own TV, podcast, or live radio show. Together, we make your brand come alive. All it takes is Revealio. Visit Revealio.com to get started today. Minority and service-disabled veteran-owned.